There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, that's exactly what Greg has done. He is got a 17-year-old granddaughter who's driving him a little nuts right now. She's one of six kids. Dad was killed in a car accident 4 years ago. But she's been kind of a handful from the time she was a young child. And she certainly follows the classic pattern in that she's the second child, the first daughter. And so she was the only girl and the baby for 2 years, and then her dreaded sib came along, who not only took over the baby position, but also was another girl, so she was not unique anymore. And so she's been basically the pot stir ever since. And she's never really had a great time at school. Greg, I'll tell you what I would do at this moment. I would take her out. I asked you before we took a break, is there been any time in the time that you've been living with her, the time you've been her grandpa, obviously for 17 years, where the two of you had a really nice time together? Can you think of any, just the two of you?
Oh sure. We almost every weekend we cook together. It hasn't been all bad. We cook what we call a breakfast for the family, and she's really good at that. And
terrific.
She's not a bad kid. It's just in terms of the whole family, she's just, as you had perfectly placed her, the mischievous one, and I just want her to, I want her to be successful.
Greg, I hear exactly what you're saying, but you just put your thumb on it. When it's one-on-one, she's a delight. When it's part of the family, she figures she's going to get lost. And the only way she knows, you hear me all the time say, kids, that everybody wants to be praised rather than punished, but they'd rather be punished than ignored. Because especially as babies, being ignored means that we die. You know, that we, you know, I was talking with a friend yesterday. We were talking about the movie Home, which is in theaters, and I predicted that it was going to do very well, even though many critics said they thought it was derivative and kind of silly, and they thought Stay Hard was going to do well, and I said, no. And the person I was talking to said, yeah, well, I got a tear in my eye, and I said, well, we all do when children and parents are reunited because we all have to deal with our abandonment issues. And that's what we all do. So the idea of somebody ignoring us, a feeling that we don't matter, that we don't exist, feels like death. It literally feels deadly. So here's what I do with this kid. I would say to her, I'll tell you what, you are, and from my point of view, Greg, she's a hero because she, it sounds, hopefully she's not doing drugs. She hasn't gotten arrested. She doesn't do, but understand, kids in this situation are prone to do that kind of thing. They are prone to do some serious acting out of saying, look at me, look at me, look at me, because we know that squeaky wheels get attention, and there's nothing more squeaky than getting arrested or getting high or whatever, or getting pregnant, God forbid. So here's what I would, this kid to a certain extent is heroic, and I know that that's the last word you'd probably apply to her at this moment, but she's stuck with her school, even though she's on, and my guess is she's been on the verge of failing for a lot of the time, and she pulls it out at the last minute. But the deal I would make with her is, listen, graduate high school. Just finish up. I don't care how you do it. Just finish up high school. Don't drop out. Don't get your GED. Just finish high school. And if you finish high school, let's talk about two things that you're really good at, and we can do them maybe part-time or internships between for the summer and during your senior year, so you have some sense of where you're going to go. Let's either get you in a culinary school or get you apprenticed to a chef, or let's get you in a beauty, you know, a hairdresser's program or something that you feel that is something you really want to do. You can see it as a career. And let's just, I'll make you a deal. I'll pay for it, or I don't know what your circumstances are, but I'll help you do that, with the condition being that you try and not be any more of a pain in the neck than you absolutely have to be at home, and that you graduate high school, and then you don't get pregnant, and you don't do drugs, and because this is a kid who, when she has one-on-one time with you, as you say, she's lovely. This kid needs to be out of that family situation. She needs to be on her own. She needs to be doing something that she's good at. And think about it. For 17 years, she's had to be in a situation where she's always felt like she was she was being one-upped either by her older brother, who was a boy and the oldest, or one of her sisters who were younger, and probably she thinks they're probably prettier, and there hence her issue about makeup, or that they're cuter, or they're younger, they're babyish, and then she gets the other dreaded boy who gets to be the baby as well. She's never been very good at school, so that's not a way to excel. It sounds like girls have only recently been able to excel by being athletic. So she's really had 17 years of feeling like she's a second-class citizen. And there's nothing like feeling like the system doesn't support you. The system isn't going to work for you to turn you into essentially an emotional terrorist, which is what she's become. There's no sense in telling the truth because all I'm going to do is get in trouble. There's no sense about trying to do well in school because I'm never going to do well in school. There's no sense about being honest because I'm going to get punished for what I did. And so I might as well try lying about it because, you know, I'll get punished. I'll probably get caught out because she's not very good at lying. But at least, you know, at least I haven't admitted to something. And as long as I plead innocent, there's a chance that I'll get away with it. So from that point of view, her behavior makes great sense. It's just not a long-term philosophy. But one of the things about being 17, which is kind of our point of talking about today, of things that you wish you'd known when you were younger, is you have no perspective. You've never really been even close to being an adult. All you've been is being a kid. And being a kid hasn't worked for her. Because when it worked for her for exactly 2 years. But she was, and all she then was aware of was it being taken away from her. Because two-year-olds are not the world's most prescient human beings. But by the time she was three and understood that she was no longer the cutest, no longer the baby, no longer the oldest girl, then she could start being a stinker, because what she understood is being a stinker got her some attention. So that's become her modus operandi. With you, she obviously feels that you're a kindred spirit, that you truly do love her, and she's already figured out, because she's really smart, and she's really people smart, of how to have separate time with you. And so she cooks with you. So take that and the makeup and say, I'll make you this deal. You just graduate high school, and this summer we'll find you an internship, we'll find you an apprenticeship to a chef, we'll see about sending you to culinary school. Just get through high school. Don't get pregnant. Don't get arrested. Try not to be any more of a pain in the neck you have to be, and then let's launch you into something you're going to be good at, and you can make a lot of money and a lot of friends and be really happy at.
Fantastic.
All right?
That's fantastic.
Great. Go take her for a walk today and say, look, I got it. I got that this system doesn't work very well for you. That you're not only one of six kids at this moment, you're one of nine people, and it's hard for you to get any attention from anybody. Understand, you and I will cook together. We'll try different recipes. Maybe you can even do a cooking blog. Let's find you a chef, a particular kind of food. Let's find you, maybe we'll find you a cooking course that you could take. Focus on what she's already good at, and she'll feel great about it, and she'll feel like you're paying attention to her for doing something positive. Okay?
Awesome. Okay,
great.
Thanks for the advice. Absolutely.
You're welcome, Greg.
Yes.
All right, so the deal is here that it's very easy, and all of us have grown up with the idea of the role of parent is basically judge and jury. You catch them doing something wrong, you punish them so they know the difference between right and wrong. I would argue that kids know the difference in right and wrong very early on. And if they're consistently choosing wrong, it's not because they don't know. It's because they figure their access to rightness is just limited, that somebody else has got that covered. So finding the way to parent kids is to find what they can do well and focus on that, right? And if the whole deal is nobody wants to be ignored, then what you do, if you're really, really smart, although it really requires an enormous amount of zen to ignore the bad behavior. And ignoring the bad behavior in and of itself won't work, because the kid just then feels that you don't care about them at all. So it has to be coupled with reinforcing and noticing and supporting the positive behavior. By itself won't work otherwise. Got it? Good. All righty. What have I got here? Like about 12 seconds before you play the cool music for me, Manny?
Not even that. It's more like 2-1. There we go.
Like 1 second. Well, all right, so I'm off by 10 seconds. 855-99-375-69. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The polar vortex is here and expected to freeze over part of the U.S. Help is needed. Resources are often drained by people capable of caring for themselves, leaving those with the greatest needs to go without. Do your part by being prepared this winter. A supply of Go Foods will provide delicious nutrition, comfort, and security during hard times. Protect your community and call Go Foods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Good idea to write the phone number down, 855-993-7569. Tracy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hello.
Hello again. How are you? I wanted to say, first of all, thank you for encouraging me to have my son, I guess, play without me being in shadow. I do remember I called. I told you I was taking him to his cousin's for the holidays, and I was freaked out because, you know, I didn't want anyone near him because I thought he would get hurt.
Right.
Well, he went to his cousin's, and he played nicely, and even last week, my husband and I had like a date during the day, and we brought my son over to my mother-in-law's, and my son and his cousin played like for 3 hours.
Wow.
And they did good. The only thing was when we got there, my kid didn't even say hi to either of us. Like, he didn't even care. And then when we told him it was time to leave, he didn't want to leave.
No, he'll pitch a fit, of course.
So it was good. And also, I found out about a my gym class that's right down the street from where we live.
Good.
And I was in the computer store, and the owner came in and was talking to the other owner, and I heard them talking, and I asked what age the classes are, and she said that they start with children at the age of 2, and I told her that my son's very, with motor skills, he's very good, but in other skills, and she said that's how it is with a lot of her children, so we're going to do gymnastics next Saturday.
Great.
So,
wow, Tracy, I'm really proud of you.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you a question about something you said a while back, how you said that when you would have, teenagers, live with you, and then they would take care of your daughter while you would go to work.
Right.
You said something like when you were leaving one day and your daughter was crying and screaming, begging you not to leave, and you said that she was doing it for you, but how is she doing it for you if she would probably generally, really miss you from being there?
But that's the point, is that she only, it was a show to say, Mom, don't leave. And I think her preference would have been, Mom, don't leave. But as soon as I left, she was perfectly content with Marcia, the person who was there. But understand, transitions are hard for all of us. Hence the term happy hour, right? That says
right.
That adult human beings need alcohol to deal with the difference between what the expectations of their behavior are at work and what they are at home. I mean, that's a ridiculous statement, but it's also a statement that is very psychologically astute, that moving from one situation to another, we don't even need to talk about happy hour. We have to talk about your kid who previously did not like playing with other kids particularly, had such a great time with his cousins that he didn't want to leave. And what I was going to suggest on that is when you get there, say to him, listen, we're going to be leaving in about 15 minutes, so why don't you go and give your cousins a hug and get your stuff ready so that there is a transition from one situation to another. Because kids, transitions are not easy. When you go go home to visit your parents and then go and deal with your kid or your husband or whatever, you can see, and you're an adult, and that's a pretty mild transition. But transitions are hard. So the idea being that my daughter at that moment was saying, don't leave, because my daughter doesn't care what I'm doing. She doesn't care about making a living or using
right.
my brain or anything else. All she cares about is what she wants, which is, I want my mom, until her mom's out of sight. And then whoever is around, and Marcia was a perfectly competent, nice person, and she was happily playing with Marcia. And so it was really for my benefit, she was... The effect was really for me, because she was perfectly fine. Once I was out of sight and there was somebody else there, she was perfectly fine, as your kid is. And you may notice when you leave your kid that he'll pitch a fit, as he did when he had to leave his cousins. But understand that the kids only focus on what they want at that moment. They don't have a perspective. They don't think, oh, well, gee, then I'll get to play with somebody else. That's not part of their ability at that moment. So what you try and do is either you disappear, which I'm not crazy about, because I think it gives the child the notion that at any particular time, somebody I love can disappear. I think that's frightening. But you say,
when we leave, tell them that we're going to leave and give them a kiss, or just leave?
Well, you can experiment with both, and you can say, or you can distract him. I mean, I don't have grandchildren. I have grand puppies. And I know when we're going to leave the house, one of the things that we do when my daughter leaves and I'm left with the grand puppies, what we do is we distract them, and then I give them the doggy treats. When we're all going to leave, we put the doggy treats someplace else and let them play, and we love them a bit, and then we give them the doggy treats and we disappear. So the idea being that there are, and they're dogs. They have a brain the size of basically an orange. So your kid has got a bigger brain than that. So you can sort of experiment and see what works best. But the idea being, It's one of the reasons that I think we play peekaboo with small children, is we give them the idea that we can disappear and then come back, that we don't disappear from their lives. And even when people do disappear from kids' lives, they tend to wait for them to come back. Dogs wait for people to come back, even when they're not ever going to come back. So with your kid, I think what I would try saying, okay, here's where the big hand is, here's where the little hand is. When the big hand gets to here, you get all your stuff together, you give your cousins a kiss goodbye, and then we'll all go. And what kids will do is say, well, 5 more minutes, and you can give them the 5 more minutes or not. But this is a new thing for both of you, where you're not hovering as much in his life, but you're still an important presence in his life.
Right.
You're still his mom. You're still the crucial person in his life. But he's learning social skills. He's learning. You're learning that he has social skills. You're learning that you don't have to watch him 100% of the time, that he's perfectly okay on his own little bit. And so this is going to be something the two of you will experiment with a little bit.
Okay, can I ask one more question?
Yep.
I'm home with my husband. Works like 50 hours a week. He works 4 days a week. And when my husband comes home, or even on the mornings when he's here, the minute my kid sees my husband and I try to do anything, say hi to my kid, he freaks out. Like the other day, my husband was home and my husband got up with him in the morning, and I got up and I said, oh, hi, good morning, honey, to my kid. My kid ran away screaming and slammed the door in my face. And like when my husband's around, that's how he is to me, like the whole
Well,
time.
But understand that this
How do
is
I deal
same,
with that?
Well, understand, you're going to be a grown up. And understand that, first of all, you are the continuing presence in his life, and he figures when you show up, the dad's going to disappear. And at that moment, and remember the issue about transitions, that he wants to stay with dad. So instead of saying good morning to him when he wakes up, you can just let your son play with his dad. And there should certainly be times where you and dad are together with him. But he's going to learn that dad comes and goes, mom comes and goes. You've just been spending too much time with him, and he figures you're the default position. So, and at that moment, dad, he's having fun with dad, and he figures if you sort of emerge, then dad's going to disappear, and he doesn't want dad to disappear at that moment. So just
and it's not personal.
Everything's personal with kids. You can't take it as personal. You're a grown up. You have a bigger brain than he does. You have more experience than he does. You have to decide that you are a perfectly nice person, and that you're going to be a good mom, and that you just have to be a little less involved with your child. Your child's not going to define who you are or make you a good person. You got to do that on your own. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about GenStone. GenStone.
GenStone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GenStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GenStone
at 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. We have a little more than an hour together, and you're looking at your clock and saying, no, no, we have an hour and a half. But today we're doing an important interview about post-traumatic stress disorder, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that next hour. So that'll be coming up in about just about an hour. 855-993-7569. So let's continue to talk about what I wish I knew then.
We will continue on with Stephanie. And Stephanie says, I've spent too long racking up student loans for a degree that I ended up not really wanting in the end. It finally hit me that I don't care if I don't make that much money, have a big house, or the newest model car. What's important to me is spending more time with my kids while they're young. I found a part-time job that I really love that works around my kids' school schedule, and with my husband's good job, we can make ends meet. I realize that I don't want to be one of those parents who never sees their kids because of being a workaholic. We may have a little less, but we are happier this way.
Well, honey, between being a workaholic and doing nothing, you may find a middle ground that works really well for you, whether it means part-time work or volunteer work. Your kids, at some point, as you know, our kids' job is to walk and then to teach them to walk and then to walk away. And it may be that that what you were focusing a degree on isn't really what you wanted to do, especially given the options. But there may be some other things to do. For example, it sounds like you have a degree in accounting or something of that sort. And maybe, for example, teaching a course on budget at a homeless shelter or to a prison population or even as a volunteer at high school could be a very useful application of what you already know how to do, and you obviously aren't going to make a huge amount of money on it, but it may give you some real satisfaction and some real intellectual kind of stimulation as well. Doesn't necessarily have to be all or nothing.
Amy says, people are too busy thinking about themselves to worry about what I'm doing. I think that's something that she knows now. She wish she would have known then.
Yeah, truly.
Carol says, time flies. Your little boy grows up, gets married, and you're all alone. I wish I had a time machine.
Or a chance to sort of plan what you're going to do the next phase of your life.
Marie says, time flies by so fast, especially when you're having so much fun. I thank God for all my blessings.
There you go. Good for you.
Dwayne says, honestly, that God was so good.
Yeah, I think gratitude is something that we learn, that unfortunately we're so busy being, the gratitude almost by definition is a perspective, isn't it? That it's being able to look at what you have and not be competitive, to be contemplative about it rather than competitive about it, to sort of be accepting of yourself and your situation, and not only accepting, but delighted, or I mean, gratitude and delight are not necessarily the same thing, but to be appreciative. And I don't think as kids we're particularly appreciative. We expect, we just figure it's our due. And so, I mean, as a parent, I mean, my parents said to me, I'm sure I sort of said to my daughter at some point, I can't believe I'm doing all this for you. And your kid's response is, well, that's your job. So kids are not grateful, and they will never be, nor should they be necessarily. I mean, gratitude requires a perspective, and I don't think, and you can hear people even today saying, you know, I appreciated my mom, I wish I'd been more grateful at the time. It's, and there's a sense of beating yourself up, although I think giving your mom a call and saying thanks is not a bad idea. But kids just expect what they expect. I mean, I told the story before of at one point saying to my daughter, she said, can we go do something today? And I said, no, I have to go play doctor. And she said, you mean nurse? bristles. And I said, no, I mean doctor. And she said, you're a girl. You have to be a nurse. And I said, I am not a girl. I am like, he was like four at the time. I am not a girl. I am a woman and I am a doctor. And the deal was, I'm arguing epistemology with a four-year-old, my four-year-old, and, you know, there's blood coming out of my eyes and smoke out of my ears at that moment. But she was in a nursery school a couple days a week while I went and played doctor. And everybody there, and at that time, all the mom, any working mom essentially was working as a nurse. So, hence, for my, and my daughter was much more willing to take, you know, another four-year-old's word about the world than mine. So my kids only know what they know, right? And they have no perspective on it. And my trying to enlighten her in a feminist model when she was four, it probably worked in the long run. But in the short run, you're a girl, so you have to be a nurse. Okay, so that's the point. But gratitude, I think, is a learned response. But hopefully it is something we do learn and we practice. And we practice it on an ongoing basis because it can change everything. Okay, keep going.
Barbara says to be fully independent before going into a relationship.
Amen, sister. Absolutely. Which basically, that's a learned response as well. It just, because the inherent logic is, I'm lonely, you know, I need somebody, I don't feel like I, you know, exist, no one loves me, okay, I'll grab on to somebody. Bad idea. But it's an understandable, if bad, idea.
Tracy just says, algebra.
She wished she knew it then. Yeah, algebra is great. My whole, my academic bête noire was biochemistry, organic chemistry, because you know I went through Rice. I was good at math. I was good at science. Took biochem in high school, but for some reason decided in college. It wasn't even, in fact, I think I had a biochem course in college, but when I went to medical school, I decided that somehow I was not going to be able, it's what the flunk out course was in medical school, and for some reason I decided that, because I really didn't have a pre-med background, that I should just avoid it, which I did fairly successfully. I actually took an immunology course, not knowing what cis and trans was, which is left and right for those of you who have not taken, who've skipped biochem. And passed immunology. I actually passed biochem, which meant I was good at taking exams. And I finally took it, and I loved it. It was organic chemistry is great. Biochem is great. It explains how your body works. It explains how everything works. But, man, I was determined that I was going to somehow avoid it, that it was going to sink me. And it was great. The things that you're most afraid of are quite often the things that turn out to be not nearly as scary as you thought they were.
Sally Ann says, I would have studied more. I remember very little.
It's not necessary that you needed to study more. You probably needed to study differently because all of us crammed, right? And also to have, I mean, one of my sort of favorite sort of, I guess, sort of less life lessons is when I went to medical school, I was already a practitioner. I was already a therapist. So I already had a model for where to hang information. And so as a result, I actually could remember more stuff from medical school than most physicians because I had a framework on which to handle to hang it. It made sense to me in a way that I could see how this abstract information could be relevant to dealing with people because I was already dealing with people. And so I think that go back and reread some of your textbooks if you still have them, although some of them are going to be out of date. Or go take a course. I know a lot of adults who go back to school are very fearful about it to begin with because they figure I'm not young anymore, I can't study as well, I don't remember as well. And it's not true. You'll pick that. We hated having adults in our class at Rice because they weren't there to get a date or to get a grade. They were there to learn. Oh, my God, how could that happen? And so you may find it's not that you didn't study well. It's you crammed. So go back and over the information you want. Take a course and take an adult education course. I think you'll be surprised at how much you did remember. How much sunk in spite of yourself, right?
Peggy says, I wish I knew about alcoholism. I married into a family of very, very heavy alcoholics. My daughter went down that road. God help her.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that we all, you know, that. But again, sort of knowing and doing aren't the same thing, so.
Betsy says, about raising children, they don't come with instructions.
No, they don't, do they? And even if there was one set of instructions, they won't work for the next kid anyway.
And that was the last one. That's what
we Alrighty, want. So, I mean... The point is, it's a worthwhile and good list, and just remind yourself, you know, on a day-to-day basis at some point. I mean, I think all of us have said, at some point we're going to look back on this and laugh. And if you can sort of remind yourself of that perspective, and the best way to remind yourself, you don't have to take my word for it, is just remember today for a moment of things that at the time seemed disastrous or overwhelming and how manageable or silly or overly intense or overly involved you seem at the time. Perspective is valuable. Gratitude is very useful. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, there are a bunch of kind of little movies. This is a kind of a strange time of year. Tribeca Film Festival opens next week, and for a lot of us, they're having a pre-Tribeca screening, so lots of us have been seeing 3 and 4 movies a day. And I think that the movie companies are aware of that because the publicists for the movie companies are the same as the ones for movies opening in Tribeca. So it's kind of a lull time of year. The question is, will anything beat Fast and Furious 7 this week? And the only movie that I think has even a shot at it is The Longest Ride, which is the latest Nicholas Sparks adaptation, like The Notebook. And, I mean, I suppose to a certain extent the Longest Ride is supposed to appeal to women, and Fast and Furious 7 appeals to men, although it had such a huge opening last weekend that basically, I guess, cut across some lines partially because of Paul Walker. This of the Nicholas Sparks movie, who's admittedly not one of my favorite authors, is probably one of the better ones. It stars Scott Eastwood and Britt Robertson, both of whom are beautiful, neither of whom can act, but both of whom have big movies coming up this year. Scott Eastwood is in fact Clint's kid, and from basically his upper lip down, he looks just like Eastwood. His nose and his eyes don't, but his lower mouth does. And as someone said, he acts about the same as Clint did on his TV show. He's going to be in Snowden, and he's part of the Suicide Squad, while Britt Robertson is in Tomorrowland. They're both very pretty. The idea is that the whole thing takes place in North Carolina, which makes it kind of interesting. And the idea is that she is kind of a smart art major, and he's a Bronco buster. I know. And they somehow, and she's leaving in 2 months to go to work for an art gallery in New York, that den of non-rodeo fans. Along the way, and this is what Nicholas Sparks does, right? He takes pretty people and then casts real actors as backstories, so that we have a resonance moving forward and back, and that's what he does here. Alan Alda plays an older man, and Alan Alda is wonderful in this, that they rescue from a car accident, and then she gets involved with him, and he tells the story of his love. And so we have that kind of backward and forward, and you know, what you do for love, and yada, yada. You can see the ending coming from a very long way away, which doesn't detract from its kind of vague charm. The movie is 139 minutes, which by my calculations is 2 hours and 20 minutes, which is at least 20 minutes too long or longer than that. But you know what? It's a guilty pleasure. You're going to find yourself sucked into this movie, and if not charmed, at least not as squirmy as a 2 hour and 20 minute Nicholas Sparks movie would ordinarily make you. As I said, the stars can't act, but they are beautiful. Alan Alda is wonderful in this. And if you're a fan of North Carolina, and who among us is not, then you'll probably get a kick out of it. Will it knock off Fast and Furious? I doubt it. The other sort of small movies that are coming out are Ex Machina, which is a sci-fi movie which they did not screen for us. Clouds of Sils Maria is Juliette Binoche, Kristen Stewart, Chloe Grace Moretz. Again, I think it's a woman's movie, and my guess is, I mean, obviously for an older crowd, that Longest Ride may sort of knock it off. Kill Me Three Times is Simon Pegg. So, you know, I think this is probably going to be another Fast and Furious weekend. But we'll see. And The Longest Ride, as I said, will have probably the best chance of knocking it off, or at least making some inroads. I did want to comment, let's see how long I have here. I have a couple minutes. To comment on something that should not have passed without our notice, especially me being a Rice girl, was that yesterday was the 50th anniversary of the Astrodome in Houston. Okay? And I actually have been in the Astrodome, and Manny and I were talking about it. I said, well, they're not using it anymore. They've torn it down. Well, they actually have not torn it down. They have built another stadium alongside it. And at this moment, it is standing bereft, and they can't tear it down for two reasons. First of all, because they're saying that the EPA won't let them. It will negatively impact the stadium that's near it, and the fact that there are a lot of houses near it. When it was first built, it was out in the middle of nowhere, and now it's a heavily populated area. It's also been designated as a National Historical Site, and they tried a couple of years ago to pass a bond issue to basically keep the roof and then turn it into a recreational sort of convention center. and the bond issue was not passed. So they now have another plan where they're trying to use existing funds. So we'll see. But it's and they parked people there during Katrina, as you know, in 2005. Can you believe that Katrina is almost a decade ago? Seems much more recent than that. So it is a National Historical Site, but there's some interesting things that that the baseball team, the construction, it was the first of the domes, 18 stories tall. It was originally called the Astro Domain as opposed to the Astrodome. And this was the first stadium to use artificial turf. And the reason they used artificial turf is the grass kept dying. And they also had to use astro lights because there wasn't enough light that came in, so everything died in it. It was opening day was April 9th, 1965, exactly 50 years ago. Yesterday, 40,000, almost 48,000 people watched the game between the Astros and the Yankees. Lady Bird was there with LBJ and John Conley. Conley tossed out the first ball for the game ever played indoors. There you go. Mickey Mantle hit the first hit and the first home run in the Astrodome, but the Astros beat the Yankees 2-1. Dun, dun, dun. Judy Garland was actually the first artist to play with Judy Garland in 1965. She was paid $43,000. The Supremes were her opening act, and tickets cost between $1 and $7.50. Good luck. The dome seated 48,000 with another 12,000 seats added for the show. The seats move up and down because they play both baseball and football there. There was a rainout in 1976, and so it turns out that the teams could get there, but the umpires couldn't. So there were no fans that could get there, so they just brought tables onto the field, and the teams ate dinner together. This probably wouldn't happen these days. They'd probably just all go home. They actually constructed cylindrical pedestrian ramps for accessibility in 1989, but the Republican convention was held there. The Astrodome was actually considered for the Olympics, but New York won out as the candidate city, and then London won as the city. So stay tuned for the history of the Astrodome. I actually saw Billy Graham there, and this is a true story. The scoreboard said, "Repent, repent, repent." True story. I didn't make it up. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.